Appendix B. Civil Affairs Government Function Expertise. This appendix describes the role of civil affairs soldiers as government technical sector experts, known as government function specialists. This expertise is essential to civil affairs' fulfillment of its role of engaging and leveraging the civil component of the OE while enhancing, enabling, or providing governance. Providing government expertise, functional specialty areas. The civil affairs military government function expertise capability is organized around five functional specialty areas based on the five USG stability sectors. These functional specialty areas are civil security. The civil affairs civil security functional specialty area is concerned with civil security and public order that generates the foundational conditions for stability within the OE. This relates to the development and administration of policies, planning mechanisms, and training of partner nation public officials to respond to threats and hazards, human-made, natural, internal, and external, across all levels of government. When required, the capabilities within this functional specialty area assist in the establishment and maintenance of a transitional military authority. Civil control. The Civil Affairs Civil Control Functional Specialty Area is concerned with the administration of legal systems and institutions for the application of civil and criminal laws within the civil component of the OE. When required, the capabilities within this functional specialty area assist in the establishment and maintenance of a transitional military authority. Essential Services. The Essential Services Functional Specialty Area is concerned with activities designed for the provision of basic needs and services, water, food, shelter, sanitation, and health services, as well as those that facilitate the restoration of a social fabric and community life, the systems and institutions for the provision of primary and secondary education, and the return or voluntary resettlement of those displaced. When required, the capabilities within this functional specialty area assist in the establishment and maintenance of a transitional military authority. Governance support. The Governance and Participation Functional Specialty Area is concerned with public administration, cultural relations, public information, and environmental management. Collectively, these programs, policies, systems, and institutions enable a state's ability to serve the citizenry, articulate interests, manage resources, and exercise bestowed power in a society. These same programs, policies, systems, and institutions confer participation and the individual and collective citizenry's ability to share, access, or compete for power through nonviolent political processes, and to enjoy the collective benefits and services of the nation. When required, the capabilities within this functional specialty area assist in the establishment and maintenance of a transitional military authority. Economic stabilization and infrastructure. The Economic Stabilization and Infrastructure Functional Area is concerned with foundational commerce, monetary, fiscal, labor issues, agriculture, utilities, and public works, communication systems, and transportation fields. Collectively, these programs, policies, systems, and institutions constitute an economic system. The economic system is the intersection of government institutions and activities, corporate and private enterprises, and populations, and the mobilization of resources for the production and distribution of goods and services, which are integral to the stability of a region or society. When required, the capabilities within this functional specialty area assist in the establishment and maintenance of a transitional military authority. Functional specialty focus areas. Each functional specialty area has one or more focus areas nested within it, as shown and discussed in Chapter 2 of this FM. Not all focus areas are provided solely by the civil affairs government function specialists, that is, public administration expertise resides with civil affairs officers and non-commissioned officers, while corrections could be provided by military police. The 16 civil affairs functional specialty focus areas are described below. Law and border enforcement. The law and border enforcement functional specialty places emphasis on indigenous ministerial and sub-ministerial responses required to enforce laws and secure national borders. Application of the technical expertise of this functional specialty team delivers assessments, analysis, and evaluation, which allow for the provision of advice, guidance, and access to additional resources. This augmentation to those institutions enhances capability of those institutions to implement and conduct assessments and oversight, provide and regulate policies and programs, and operate institutional systems and agencies from national to local levels. This enhanced capability provides for the structuring, resourcing, organizing, rehabilitation, and implementation of the curriculum, facilities, technology, processes, and personnel development required to implement and sustain the activities for the maintenance of public order. These activities ensure the enforcement of the rule of law through authenticity, safeguarding, preserving documentation, cataloging and accounting, accessibility, and transparency of the actions and interactions required of public law and border enforcement agents. Law and border enforcement efforts have inherent cross-cutting effects upon, and requirements of, the other functional areas. This functional specialty team is prepared to assume administrative and supervisory roles of the national and subnational institutions, as required by conditions of the OE. Rule of law. The rule of law functional specialty places emphasis on the judiciary systems of the national and subnational governments that incorporate customary indigenous methods with internationally acceptable standards. Application of the technical expertise of this functional specialty team delivers assessments, analysis, and evaluation, which allow for the provision of advice, guidance, and access to additional resources. This augmentation to indigenous institutions enhances the capability of those institutions to implement and conduct assessments and oversight, provide policies and programs, and operate institutional systems and agencies from national to local levels. This enhanced capability provides development for the structuring, resourcing, organizing, rehabilitation, and implementation of the requisite curriculum, facilities, processes, and personnel development required to implement and sustain the rule of law. This functional specialty team is prepared to assume administrative and supervisory roles of the national and subnational institutions as required by conditions of the OE. Additional advice and expertise is also resident with this team to support war crime courts and tribunals and the establishment and administration of truth commissions. Corrections. The corrections functional specialty places emphasis on the role of the national and subnational governments in fulfilling the punitive phase of the rule of law through a transparent correctional system that conveys safe and humane detention, incarceration, rehabilitation, and reintegration of qualified prisoners. Application of the technical expertise of this functional specialty team delivers assessments, analysis, and evaluation, which allows for the provision of advice, guidance, and access to additional resources. This augmentation to indigenous institutions enhances the capability of those institutions to conduct assessments, implement oversight, provide policies and programs, and operate institutional systems and agencies at national to local levels. This enhanced capability provides for the structuring, resourcing, organizing, rehabilitation, and implementation of the curriculum, facilities, processes, and personnel development required to implement and sustain a correctional system. This functional specialty team is prepared to assume administrative and supervisory roles of the national and subnational institutions as required by conditions of the OE. Public safety. The public safety functional specialty advises and assists in, or re-establishes, the evaluation, assessment, planning, and implementation of systems and programs that establish civil security sector assistance, or emergency management administration and planning assistance. They promote community resilience through application of the prevention and resolution framework and planning for the mitigation of effects of human-made or natural disasters for the maintenance of public order. This section consists of teams educated and experienced in emergency management, policing, and community relations. Public education. The public education functional specialty team is concerned with the structure and conduct of the formal education system of indigenous institutions, any competing system, and their collective impacts upon stability across the OE. Application of the technical expertise of this functional specialty team delivers assessments, analysis, and evaluation that permits this team to provide advice and guidance access to additional resources. This augmentation to indigenous institutions enhances the capability of those institutions to conduct assessments, implement oversight, provide policies and programs, and operate institutional systems and agencies at national to local levels. This enhanced capability provides for the structuring, resourcing, organizing, rehabilitation, and implementation of the curriculum, facilities, processes, and personnel development required to implement and sustain inclusive public education, With consideration toward equitable accessibility by individuals, institutions, and the private sector, these activities position communities for reestablishment of stability. These efforts have inherent cross-cutting effects upon and requirements of the other functional areas. This functional specialty team is prepared to assume the administrative and supervisory roles of the national and subnational institutions as required by conditions of the OE. Public health. The public health functional specialty advises and assists commanders, interagency, and host nation representatives in matters pertaining to the vulnerabilities and strengths of indigenous healthcare institutions through the data collection, analysis, evaluation, legislation, regulation, and/or policy guidance. If necessary, the public health functional specialty also reestablishes the administration of healthcare institutions and programs at the national, regional, and provincial levels. With consideration toward equitable accessibility by individuals, institutions, and the private sector, these activities position communities for reestablishment of stability. These efforts have inherent cross-cutting effects upon and requirements of the other functional areas. This functional specialty team is prepared to assume the administrative and supervisory roles of the national and subnational institutions as required by conditions of the OE. Civilian supply. The civilian supply functional specialty is concerned with the response mechanism of indigenous institutions in reaction to a crisis through surveying, assessing, and conducting a resources analysis and evaluation of the local area. Results are used to determine the status of the essential needs of the indigenous population. This helps determine the type and amount of resources available and the location and application of solution sets. Civilian needs that cannot be met with reallocated indigenous resources are then assessed and requested to integrate the donor-sourced resources of NGOs or international organizations or U.S. military resources, including Class 10 supplies. An additional competency of this team is development of civil authorities available to collect and distribute supplies or provide statistical analysis and operational oversight as a response to refugees and displaced persons. This functional specialty team is prepared to assume the administrative and supervisory roles of the national and subnational institutions as required by conditions of the OE. In doing so, the team identifies supplies and resources that can be diverted for U.S. military use and identifies any associated negative impacts upon the civil component of the OE. Public administration. The public administration functional specialty places emphasis on the structure and conduct of the indigenous government from national to local levels. Through assessments, analysis, and evaluation, this functional specialty team provides advice and guidance access to additional resources to augment the nationwide network of indigenous civil authorities to promote oversight and assessing, advising, improving, or establishing legislative and executive institutions from national to local levels, and the processes of these institutions in the administration of governance. Considerations for the public administration functional specialty include political parties, eligibility for franchise, elections, tenure, civil servant service, policy and programming, and all other aspects of the development and operation of the apparatus of government. These activities enable the interconnectivity of individuals, civil society, and institutions to produce coordinated, integrated, and synchronized efforts toward stability. These efforts have inherent cross-cutting effects upon and requirements of the other functional areas. This functional specialty team is prepared to assume the administrative and supervisory roles of the national and subnational institutions as required by conditions of the OE. Public information. The public information functional specialty places emphasis on the ability of the indigenous government to be transparent, accountable, informative, and effective in communicating to the citizenry. Application of the technical expertise of this functional specialty team delivers assessments, analysis, and evaluation that permits this team to provide advice and guidance access to additional resources. This augmentation to indigenous institutions enhances the capability of those institutions to conduct assessments, implement oversight, provide policies and programs, and operate public information systems and agencies from national to local levels. This enhanced capability provides for the structuring, resourcing, organizing, rehabilitation, and implementation of the curriculum, facilities, processes, and personnel required to develop and execute public relations and information dissemination activities. These activities include support to the political and electoral processes, emergency management actions, societal participation in issues, respect of dissenting views, independence of private and international media, communication of policy and development objectives, and the provision of equitable accessibility by individuals, institutions, and the private sector. Public information efforts have inherent cross-cutting effects upon and requirements of the other functional areas. This functional specialty team is prepared to assume the administrative and supervisory roles of the national and subnational institutions as required by conditions of the OE. Cultural relations. The cultural relations functional specialty places emphasis on the stewardship of the social and cultural resources, official public records, and archives of the state. This functional specialty also places emphasis on the educated expertise and the focused understanding of traditional culture, customs, and arts of an area of a nation or region. Application of the technical expertise of this functional specialty team delivers assessments and analysis, which allow for the provision of advice, guidance, and access to additional resources. This augmentation to Indigenous institutions enhances the capability of those institutions to conduct assessments, implement oversight, provide and regulate policies and programs, and operate institutional systems and agencies at national to local levels. This enhanced capability provides for the structuring, resourcing, organizing, rehabilitation, and implementation of the curriculum, facilities, processes, and personnel development required to implement and sustain the activities for the administration of public records, archives, and cultural assets. These activities ensure the authenticity, safeguarding, preservation and restoration, cataloging and accounting, accessibility and transparency of public documents, heritage, and properties. With consideration toward equitable accessibility by individuals, institutions, and the private sector, these activities position communities for re-establishment of stability. These efforts have inherent cross-cutting effects upon and requirements of the other functional areas. This functional specialty team is prepared to assume administrative and supervisory roles of the national and subnational institutions as required by conditions of the OE. Environmental management. The environmental management functional specialty places emphasis on the principles of protection and conservation of the natural resources and mitigation of hazards or pollution as it concerns the state, while fostering supportable access, development, and utilization. Through the application of technical skills, functional specialists advise and assist in rehabilitating, establishing, delivering, and maintaining government environmental management agencies and systems and their associated requisite plans, policies, and procedures, while supporting the integration of the efforts of individuals, civil society organizations, NGOs, international organizations, and other U.S. assistance and resources. With consideration toward equitable accessibility by individuals, institutions, and the private sector, these activities position communities for reestablishment or preservation of stability. These efforts have inherent cross-cutting effects upon and requirements of the other functional areas. This functional specialty team is prepared to assume the administrative and supervisory roles of the national and subnational institutions as required by conditions of the OE. Economic development. The economic development functional specialty places emphasis on the existing national to localized economic network, any competing system, and their collective impacts upon stability within the OE. Through assessments, analysis, and evaluation, this functional specialty team provides advice and guidance access to additional resources to augment the national network, to develop, implement, regulate, and enforce interstate and international policies and programs focused upon macroeconomics, market or markets development, and microeconomics. These activities enable the interconnectivity of individuals, civil society, and institutions to produce coordinated, integrated, and synchronized efforts. These efforts have inherent cross-cutting effects upon and requirements of the other functional areas. This functional specialty team is prepared to assume the administrative and supervisory roles of the national and subnational institutions as required by conditions of the OE. Food and agriculture. The food and agriculture functional specialty places emphasis on the indigenous, national through local agriculture systems, agencies, services, personnel, methods, resources, institutions, and facilities. These include any competing systems and their collective impacts upon conditions of the OE and effects on stability. Application of the technical expertise of this functional specialty team delivers assessments, analysis, and evaluation, which allow for the provision of advice, guidance, and access to additional resources. This augmentation to the indigenous institutions enhances the capability of those institutions to conduct assessments and implement oversight, provide and regulate policies and programs, and operate systems and agencies at the national to local levels. This enhanced capability provides for the structuring, resourcing, organizing, rehabilitation, and implementation of the curriculum and education, facilities, technology, processes, and personnel development required to implement and sustain food and agriculture activities. These activities include the production, processing, storage, product safety, marketing, and distribution of foodstuffs, food byproducts, and fiber and wood products. With consideration toward equitable access by individuals, institutions, and the private sector, these activities position communities for the continuation or establishment of stability. These efforts have inherent cross-cutting effects upon and requirements of the other functional specialties. This functional specialty team is prepared to assume the administrative and supervisory roles of the national and subnational institutions as required by conditions of the OE. Public Works and Utilities. The Public Works and Utilities functional specialty places emphasis on the national to localized public facilities and utilities network as it exists within the OE. Through assessments, analysis, and evaluation, this functional specialty team provides advice and guidance access to additional resources aimed to enhance these networks. This includes the ability and capabilities to develop, implement, regulate, and enforce policies and programming for essential services. With consideration toward equitable accessibility by individuals, institutions, and the private sector, these activities position communities for continuation or establishment of stability. These efforts have inherent cross-cutting effects upon and requirements of the other functional areas. This functional specialty team is prepared to assume the administrative and supervisory roles of the national and subnational institutions as required by conditions of the OE. Public Communications. The Public Communications functional specialty places emphasis on the national communications network as it exists within the OE. Through assessments, analysis, and evaluation, this functional specialty team provides advice and guidance access to additional resources aimed to enhance the national network to develop, implement, regulate, and enforce interstate and international policies for communications by radio, television, wire, wireless, satellite, cable, and postal means. These activities enable the interconnectivity of individuals, civil society, and institutions to produce coordinated, integrated, and synchronized efforts. These efforts have inherent cross-cutting effects upon and requirements of the other functional specialty areas. This functional specialty team is prepared to assume the administrative and supervisory roles of the national and subnational institutions as required by conditions of the OE. Public Transportation. The Public Transportation functional specialty places emphasis on the national transportation network as it exists within the OE. Through assessments, analysis, and evaluation, this functional specialty team provides advice and guidance access to additional resources aimed to enhance the national network to develop, implement, regulate, and enforce interstate and international policies for the physical movement of commerce and people across ground, water, and through air conveyances. These activities enable the interconnectivity of individuals, civil society, and associated organizations, institutions, and the private sector. These efforts have inherent cross-cutting effects upon and requirements of the other functional specialties. This functional specialty team is prepared to assume the administrative and supervisory roles of the national and subnational institutions as required by conditions of the OE.